Blog Talk Radio.
Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you today on this February 21st, 2011. And we're glad to be here on this President's Day. I know a lot of you probably were out off today. If you work for the government or any of those kind of jobs, you probably had the day off. And if you didn't, then sorry about that. But we just wanted to do a little bit of admin first before we get into the show. Still waiting on my guests, and basically just want to let you know, for those who don't know, there's going to be a new book coming out this April. The name of the book is called Seductive Company, and we're going to be talking about that sometime in the show, so we'll be kind of giving you ideas on when that's going to be coming and when to look for it and get the cover out and all that stuff so everybody can see what it's looking like. So we're going to be doing that and getting that straight. So but before we go any further, I want to see, this may be my guest. Hello, are you there? Okay, that's not my guest. That's someone listening. All right, well, while we're waiting for our guest to come on, we're going to kind of just, you know, like I said, we got the books coming out. The new book is Seductive Company, and it's a nice twist to this book. It's a little different. It's sexual, but it's a little different than different than the normal Red Snapper type book. So it's going to be, you know, it was done. I've done it along with the guest that's coming on the show tonight, Miss Sexy India. We've done the book together, and we added our flavor. So it's some flavor that she has from her writing style and some of the things that, you know, that I'm known for. And we kind of put it together and brought this book to life. So like I said, it's going to be coming, and hopefully we will definitely talk about that this evening as we, you know, wait to see if our guest is going to be calling in. Definitely want to do that. So while we're waiting, we'll probably have a little bit of music come in for you just now, and then hopefully after that we'll have her. She might be running a little late, but we'll have her come on as soon as we get that. So I'm going to play us another selection for you. We're waiting to see if we can get our guest. I'm going to see if I can call her and get her on. But if you got any questions you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we talk about grown folk things on this show. So any questions you may have, we definitely will address them and, you know, talk about it, because that's what we do. We talk about those things, and it's nothing wrong with that, you know, talking about a few things, you know, that we go through in relationships or any of that kind of thing. So, you know, we just try and try to solve it, because everybody, you know, has issues that they want to go through. And let's see, we're trying to see if we can get Miss India now. See if we get her to answer the phone. But like I said, we enjoy doing this, and we enjoy bringing you the books that we like. So that's what we do. So hopefully we can do that. Hello?
Yes.
Hello. How are you, Miss India?
I'm good.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio.
Wait, you just
called me. Did you forget?
Did you just call me?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my
but I had to, I had a song going at the time,
okay.
So yeah, that's okay. I had a song going, so I couldn't get you. I couldn't say anything because the song was going, and you probably heard the music. It was like, what in the world is this? And hung up. And you probably don't know this number either.
Uh-uh. No, I was being celebrity late.
Well, that's okay. You can do that because you are a celebrity. So that's the way it is. But we're glad to have you on the show, and we just thank you for taking time out and coming on. And we were just getting ready to discuss, I was telling the audience out there about the new book that we have coming out called Seductive Company, and how we both kind of got together and wrote this. But I didn't explain how we came together. I just kind of let them know that the book was on its way. So do you want to kind of introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are and how we got into this? Because everybody knows you anyway, but still, we give her, you know.
Yeah, for all the people who haven't, you know, who didn't tune in to the last show that I was on with you, definitely, my name is Sexy India. I'm India, aka India, the girl from adult film. I'm basically, we wrote a book, me and, you know, my other author right here, the host of the show, Word Sexy, Red Snapper. Mm. We have a book coming out, Seductive Company. It will be out April the 19th, you guys, so it's coming soon, so make sure you guys check that out. But yeah, basically, you know, I'm here just talking about the book and, you know, just whatever questions you guys have, I'm here, I'm open. Definitely make sure you guys get the questions in the chat room, or just tweet me, whatever you guys want to do, tweet him. Just ask those questions, and I'm here to answer all your questions about the book.
And that's right, and the chat room is open. I see there's an individual there. They're just listening right now, but I thank you for that. But, you know, so what you been up to? What you been doing?
I've been up to a lot of stuff. I'm not only the book, we're doing a lot of stuff right now. So just really just trying to get ready for this book, because it's the next thing that's coming up right now. So,
yeah.
You know, we're just really getting prepared for the book to drop soon. And we have the pre-sales about to come up. So definitely just getting ready for this book. And
right.
I'm doing a lot of other things that we'll talk about in a little bit.
Right. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you what, you know, the book is doing pretty well, and it's on schedule, so we may even have it out a little earlier than we suspected. But the drop date is the 19th, and things continue to go the way they are, we would definitely have it out. And we're gonna try to do some book signings and stuff. We're gonna try to get around to some major cities and try to do it. I know we're gonna try to do something in Atlanta, so we definitely want to do that. That'll be the big one to start out with. And you know, I just think that this is going to be – I really feel good about this book. I feel that it's going to really take off, and it's going to bring us what you desire, and that's what we want to do as authors. We want to bring to the audience those things that they desire and what they look for in a book. And, you know, this being erotic fiction, it's still a story there, when, you know, that we have that, you know, it just happened to have an erotic twist. And I had a good time writing this book with India, and we've just been having fun doing it, you know, and she's a writer, she definitely knows what she's looking for. So kind of tell us about that, how you kind of transitioned into writing.
Writing. You know what? It's crazy, but I have been interested in writing since I was, like, I can't even tell you, like, how young I was when I wrote my first short story. And at that young age, I really, 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 more and more, I knew that at one point in my life, like, you know, when you're young, you see that you have talent, like, maybe being a girl, you might can do hair, or you might can sing, or you might can do a little this and a little that. I was figuring,
right,
like, finding and discovering a lot of talent that I had, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. So my thing was never to just do one thing. Like, you know,
right,
you know, if you're blessed with many other things, I'm telling anybody out there that's listening, you know, you don't ever have to stay stuck in one thing. You can always go out and venture out and do those things that you know you can do. Why not? So
that's
right, always been me. And I discovered that I can write at one point. And I actually took classes. I took, you know, when I went to college, you know, my minor, I did minor in drama. But I always loved writing. It was just something about writing. I love reading books, you know, but like I told you before, mm-hmm, I was never into the fiction stuff. So that's kind of how I ended up being in fiction, like how we're writing a fiction book. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I understand that. I understand that because, you know, and also I just want to add to what she was saying. You don't have to, you know, if you're a certain age, if you're older than a certain age, and it doesn't really matter. If you're 80 years old and you want to write a book, you should do it. You know, it shouldn't make a difference on how old you are or whatever. If you decide you want to reach out and do some things, and she hits a valid point that you know, when you just, you know, be able to do more than one thing if you can. If you have desires to do a lot of things, try to make yourself or put yourself in a position to be able to do them all. Because, you know, I got into the writing game a little late myself. I'm an older guy. I'm not gonna say how old I am, but you know. Basically, you know, I didn't wait. I mean, I'm not a new kid on the block, you know, just getting out of college or whatever, writing books. I mean, so, and that's the reason why I'm saying that. You can just get out there and you can write these books and you can do whatever, or whatever it is that you want to do. There's not an age limit on it. So, and I like that what she said. So, but anybody who wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sexy Radio. So if you got a question for Miss Sexy India or even me or whatever, or about the book that's coming up, how we came up with it, and, you know, we're not really going to talk too much about it, but it's in a corporate setting is all I'm going to say right now. But as we get closer to the release date, we'll give you more information on the book. There'll be some more marketing things that'll be coming out. There's going to be some trailers. I think a trailer's going to come out, right, India, on that. And we're going to try to do some things that you know, to get you more interested. But we just want to, you know, we don't want to put it out there yet. We just want to kind of let it, you know, get to a certain point, you know, in the marketing process that we're doing to get it out there. But but I'm excited. I'm excited. How are you feeling about it?
I'm really excited. I think that a lot of people were really not expecting me. Like I said, I wasn't really into the fiction thing. I think a lot of people are not really, you know, once they read the book, I think once you get it, a lot of guys are going to support it, because that's the funny thing. A lot of guys are going to go out and support it because I'm cool and they like me. But then when they actually sit down and read the book and you discover that it's not just a female thing, it's not a female book, that it does have a good storyline, a good plot to it, and it's something that's
mm-hmm.
for everybody, not just women, I think everybody's going to like it, you know? So that's the thing. I'm waiting for everybody to read it because the book is so dope. Like, it has a good storyline. I'm telling you guys, if it was not good, I'll be like, we might have to start over.
Yeah, exactly.
But it kind of flows. It has a flow to it. So I'm just really ready for it to come out. And, you know, it's definitely a good story. I know guys out there, a lot of guys don't read. I don't want to take credit away from guys reading, but a lot of guys don't really read these type of books. Most of the customers are women.
Right.
There are some guys who do enjoy the erotica, and especially that it's an erotic star behind it. I definitely think you guys will enjoy it. Some of these are my fantasies, things that I haven't done but I would love to do. So you guys definitely check the book out because, you get to see I talk about some of the things that I've never done but I would love to do, like for real. Like, it's a fantasy. So I think that's why I'm loving the fiction right now. Like I said, I didn't like fiction at first. But hell, it gives me a door where I can actually play out stuff that I've never done or I won't do, but I get to actually write about it and do it in the book. So yeah,
that's right.
Like, I love it. I get to be a slut and be a slut, you know. So it's great. It's great. You guys
right,
are love
right.
it.
Well, you know, a lot of people, and not trying to put a judgment on you, because I would never do that. You're my friend. But people need to understand that, you know, because you were maybe in the adult film industry at one point, you know, they may put labels on you about slut or whatever and all that stuff. But, you know, that's acting. That's fiction as well. It's just it's just visual. So,
yeah.
You know, when you get to learn someone and know them for who they are, you'll see that that's not who they really are. Like a lot of these actors you meet out here, those people are just playing parts. It's just a visual fiction thing. So you know,
yeah,
just because she may have
right.
exactly just because she was in that industry, you were in that industry before. I want people to understand that just because, you know, when you say it's not a slut, or you can be a slut in this book, they might say, well, oh, you
yeah.
already was a slut or something. But no, she was not. You know, that's acting. And this is the same thing in this book. It's fiction, and none of this stuff is real, and that's why we write it, because we want you to be able to go into this world and leave the real world for a while and go into a fantasy world where you can enjoy things that you may not do in real life. That's what it's about. And that's why I like writing fiction. You know, it's just that right now I'm in an erotic genre, but you know, I want to write other things as well. And but I just like, I really like this. And I think this book, it really, really is going to be good. And I know it's going to go forth. If we can just get you guys out there that love to read, to support it, and that's what we want to do. Now, India, tell them about, for the pre-sales, what you are planning to do as far as when we start launching the, you know, putting out the book
right.
for pre-sales.
Yes. So we have pre-sales coming up soon, you guys, so we'll keep you informed with that. But when pre-sales go on sale, before the book actually drops in April, so some of you guys will be able to, well, most of you guys who want to order, you can order it earlier before April 19th. We don't have a lot, but just a limited amount. It's a special edition. Not only you'll get a signed book with the pre-sale, you'll also get some of India's chocolate. They're actual chocolate bars with my picture on it and, you know, just little favors. Actually, an 8x10, some people, everybody will be getting different little treats and little goodies. So everybody who get pre-sales will get goodies. So
right.
make sure you guys order the book. Pre-sale only. This is only for pre-sale because we only have a limited amount of candy and pictures for you guys. We, you know, so definitely make sure you guys order the book pre-sale. Like, soon as it drops, make sure you get those pre-sales in, and we definitely will send you your book signed, your candy, your picture, and it'll be great. Okay? So,
all right.
I mean, and definitely once we come, if we're coming to your city, if we're in the store, definitely bring your book and I'll sign it too. So it's no problem. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
I think we may have a caller with the last 45303. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello, caller. How are you doing? State your name and where you calling from.
My name is Kita and I'm calling from California.
How you doing?
Oh, it's my cousin. Hi. That's my cousin. Hi.
All right, cousin. Cousin from California, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, well, do you have a question for your cousin?
I want to know how I can get it on the pre-sale. Miss you, Mika.
Okay,
oh, my
well,
gosh. Hi, I miss you, too.
Okay, well, I
oh
guess
God,
you have to tell her how to get the pre-sale.
My well, cousin,
right.
I mean, my cousin wants a book. I mean, see, look, my family supports me, so that's really a good thing. You already know, I'll let you know how you can order it. I'm going to put it out on the Facebook. It'll be on Twitter, everywhere on the websites where everybody wants the pre-sale start. I'll put it up, and it'll be somewhere like a link you can click and actually order it. You can, you know, order it online and stuff. So we'll figure that out, though, in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have it up.
Sounds good.
But, how are you? I miss you.
Good. I'm good. I miss you, too. I love you.
I love you, too.
Boy, we're having a family reunion on Word Sexy Radio. How about that?
Yes, we are. This is my first cousin.
That's good. I appreciate you calling in, cousin. And you have any other questions, or is that all you have?
Well, that was just the only question I had. My daughter has a question. Yes, my name
okay.
is
okay.
I have a question.
What's your question?
I'm coming out here.
Oh, she wanted to know when you're coming home.
When's the next
when I'm coming
time
home? Well, the next time I'm coming back. I'll be back home again in a few weeks. So make sure your mommy brings you by and see me. I'll be home in a few weeks, okay?
Okay. Good luck on your
birthday. You
hear me?
Candy. I want
some candy.
Yeah. I love you.
We thank y'all for calling in.
I miss you too.
Aww. Oh, yeah, that's nice, isn't it? We thank you for calling in. I think we may have another call here. Let me see. Caller 0836, last four. You have a question? And where are you calling from? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I thought we had a caller there. It sounded like they wanted to call. We may have another. But we'll just go ahead and get into it, and we'll get some more callers here in a minute. But that's very nice of them to call in and support you like that. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. And, you know, we like that when we have people call in. And, you know, family members is good, too. So, I mean, we do have things like that on Word Sexy Radio. I know it's not just sexual talk, but we do those kind of things as well. So that's great. So that's good. I mean, you know, I mean, it's different, but you know, we do kind of stuff. So I'm just glad to see that people like to support you. So what do you
mm-hmm.
think about that, India?
You know what?
Yeah.
My family is
uh-huh.
real close. Like, we have
uh-huh.
a really close family, especially on my mom's side. So it's
mm-hmm.
not surprising. Like, my family, we support anything. Like, anything we're doing, we all support each other. So I think that's very important, you know?
Yeah,
because,
it is
without
important.
Your family support, like, really, it's not good. Like, you always should have your family support you. So,
that's
you
right.
know, we're really big on family and my family, so.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, let's see if we have another question here. Caller with the last four, 0836, do you have a question?
Hi.
I think they're just listening. How about 8302?
Okay.
8302, you have a question? Okay, they're just listening. Okay. All right, so we'll just continue.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's nothing wrong with that. We love listeners, so. But, yeah, I think this book is going to be really good. And, I see, and not because we wrote it, but I think that this is a great possible screenplay in this book.
Mm-hmm.
I can see this book coming to life with characters and getting people
yeah.
to actually, you know, play the parts and stuff. So I am definitely going to talk to you about this. I guess I'm bringing this first on Word Sexy Radio as well as to you, India. I do write screenplays, so if you want, we can talk
mm-hmm.
about trying to get this into a screenplay and seeing what we can do about trying to get this out
there. I think it will be a great screenplay. I think it will be a great movie. I just like the whole concept. Like, you know, this,
right.
I like the role that I'm playing in this book. She's a classy, sophisticated, slutty. Like, you know, she's like,
yeah.
She.
Just
like her.
You know,
so I think most people, when you read this book, just imagine, because it reads so smooth, when you just imagine
uh-huh.
it being a movie, like, it's so crazy. Like, and the ending, oh, my gosh. Like, it's going to keep you in suspense of what's happening next. And, you know,
right.
and I just think that, you know, definitely, if this book goes great, definitely another one is coming. So we'll
right.
put another, like, you know, chapter, like, you know, volume two or whatever out. And,
yeah.
like, you know, just keep it going because this story is like a series, basically.
Yeah, well, we definitely left it open. We didn't give it a.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we gave it a.
No ending.
No ending. We just kind of like left it
mm-hmm.
where we could. If the fans
yeah.
want a sequel,
yeah.
we would definitely bring one. So this is
yeah.
Like I said, it's a tester book. We want to get it out there and let you guys check it out, and hopefully you guys be interested and want to. You know, get more from us. So that's what we want to do. And
mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying doing it because I love writing. And India is showing me that she really loves it too. So we're definitely want to do this. And like I said, in the beginning, it was hard getting her to come this way because she's more of a nonfiction person. She wasn't into
yes.
the fiction side. And
no.
tell them a little bit about
uh-huh.
that. Tell them how that went about. I know you kind of
like
talked
fiction.
A little bit.
Yeah. I didn't like fiction at all. Like, fiction to me, it's like, okay, if it's not real, like, even in movies, like, when I go see a movie, when it's something that's, like, you know, that actually happened, it's nonfiction, I love it because I can relate to it. But so I wasn't really into the fiction thing. So that's why when you approach me with it, I'm like, nah, I don't know if that's
right.
It. You know, because
right.
I think whatever you put your name on, you should be 100% behind one, and you should like it, right? You should
right.
never do something you don't like. So that's why
right.
I couldn't do it at first. Then once I start
mm-hmm.
reading some of your other stuff, you know what, you could get into it. Like, it was stuff, because I wasn't really a big erotic reader either, honestly.
Uh-huh.
But I did my research because my sister, she reads a lot of erotic stuff. So, you know, that's what kind of got me. I was like, okay, you know what? Might
so
be
what did she,
there.
And you said she read some of the Scandalous Motive series, and what does she
mm-hmm.
really, what, how,
well,
what does she say about that?
I passed it on to two people, and
oh,
they
okay.
actually, there were, their feedback, because, you know, actually it was going to my sister, but it went from
uh-huh.
my sister to somebody else that she liked
uh-huh.
the most, so it was passed on. So
uh-huh.
basically, by the time it got back to me, it was just like, oh my God, that book was like, it was a good book. You know, that's
uh-huh.
all they read is erotica. So they
uh-huh.
really liked that book. So,
well,
yeah.
you know, to get that coming from people in your arena and stuff like that to say that they like that, it makes me feel good as well, because, like I said, I'm
right.
writing for everyone. It's not, and the book is not for just African Americans or anything. It's for anybody who loves to read, and that's what we do. That's what the book's about, and we just want to also stress
right.
that in this book, Seductive Company, it's for everybody. It's not, well, adults. It's not for children, but, I mean, it's for anybody. It's not a racial book or urban fiction book or, you know, about drugs or anything like that, and nothing wrong with people who write those. It's about, you know, just people that, like she said, corporate world people that are in the corporate world doing things, and they have sexual desires as well as anybody else, and they have motives
mm-hmm.
and things they are doing, to, and they may use certain things to do that. So that's what this
right.
book's about. So we just, you know, want to get it out there so you guys can do it. Now, if there's any questions out there, anybody who has a question for India, the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio, and we want you to ask questions. And we may have one right now, I believe. Caller with the last 49483, you have a question. Hello, caller. 9483, you have a question?
This is Kodiak here.
How you doing?
Oh, hi, Kodiak.
Hey, what's
Kodiak?
India. How are you?
Good.
Just calling in to support. That's it. Tell everybody to come out and definitely support Word Sexy Radio. Support that entire Dollhouse franchise and this up-and-coming book, Seductive Company.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. We thank you very much for
thank
that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Baby.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right, so that's what we need. You know, we need those supporters out there to kind of help us push it out. And like I said, we'll be putting information out there on Facebook, and we'll be getting it out in other avenues as well, because, you know, we want people to really to just get the book and just, you know, take a look at it. And India's on the front cover, and there's a very beautiful picture of her on the front and as well on the back. I think you're going to really like that. And we'll be putting that cover out pretty soon. It's all ready to go, but we're just waiting. You know, it's part of the marketing strategy of getting it out there. And, you know, we don't want to put it out there too fast, but we'll get it out there so that everybody will know what it is so when it comes out. But I'm excited. I really am. And
I think people
that,
are really trying to see where I'm at. They want to see what it's like, what it's going to be like, how is it going to flow. That's what a lot of people are anxious to see, like, you know, is it a good book, you know. And
right.
Honestly, what I like about my fans, you know, I can speak on, that they're very honest. If they don't like something, they will let you know. So I'm
right.
very excited, and I'm very convinced that I know that they will like this book. So I can't wait, because if they don't, they will let me know. So it's not they're not going to tell me. They're going to tell me, and I appreciate that. So.
And that's good, and I got confidence in it as well, because, like I said, I have other books that I've written, but, you know, I just want people to take this book and run with it, and hopefully they'll love it, and then maybe they'll read some of the other stuff that I have out there. But, you know, the main thing is just getting our stuff out there, because we're doing this together, and I think that it's a good project, and, you know, it gives people a chance to see another side of India, which I like, because,
yeah.
you know, I don't want people to always think, you know, some people that may know you from the industry or whatever, that's fine, but she's a woman. She's a person that does other things besides that. So, you know, I'm glad that,
right.
You know, we're able to see this side of her, and she's good. She really is, and I'm glad to that she picked me to work with. You know, because, you know, she could have worked with anybody. She could have went to any erotic person out there. She probably could have went to Zane or any of those people who are doing quite well out there, but she chose little old Red Snapper, which I'm pretty happy about that. So,
no,
you know,
you
and,
definitely, you know, I'm a realist. I love, like, just being around real people, and I see people's grind and what they're doing, and you're a great writer, so, you know, you know.
I appreciate
come on. There's always room for other things and other people that are on those status. And definitely, like, our book is a good book. I'm very excited. I'm proud of it, and I can't wait till it's out. So.
Yeah.
But that said.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, like I said, we're going to be getting it out there so everybody know how to get it. But that probably won't happen until maybe another week or so, but then we'll start getting it out there. But, you know, so because I know people are interested and want to know. So we're going to get it where you'll be able to get it. And she's going to be giving out candy, and you'll be getting, did you say it's an 8x10 as well, picture of you?
What'd you say?
Did you say it was also going to be like an 8x10 picture as well?
Yeah, well, I'm doing, because it's a limited of, like, we can't, I mean, we would love, like, if it's a lot of people, like, if a lot of people are trying to get the book, we would love to send you guys all the candy and this and that, and I know the candy would take, like, with researching that, I only have a certain amount of them. So
it's
going to take some time, so we only have a certain amount. So I would love pictures, it's not a problem, but the candy is different. So I definitely, you know, for the pre-sale orders, we will be giving out the pictures and candy. But for, like, the regular book, like, if you get it on the 19th, then, you know, it's just the book. But if you – I'll do this, too. If you want me to sign it, sign it. If you buy it on the 19th, you can actually – we can work something out. You can send it to me, and I can sign your book. That's fine. Or if you want to wait till I'm there in your city, if we have a sign in there. But, I mean, I don't know. We'll work it out. But we won't
have
a lot
will.
Of the extra stuff for just everybody. It's only for the pre-sale.
Because
you're getting the book early, so I think people should get something with it. So.
Yeah, because when you react early, that's what you get. That's right. Exactly. So,
yeah, exactly.
I wish I had some extra things to give you, Red Snapper, but, you know, I'm not that big yet like India, so I don't have no pictures or no candy to give you or nothing like that. But, you know, I'm just happy that you were able to pick up the book and say that we wrote it. You know, that's good. So, but like I said, if you have any questions, the number is 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sexy Radio, with Grown Folks Radio, and we talk about anything. So you can ask other questions other than the book, too, if you want, to India.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
We may have a caller. Maybe we have a caller here last for 3700. Do you have a question, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing? State your name and where you calling from, sir.
Excuse me?
We just want to know your name and where you're calling from.
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, how you doing?
Yes.
I'm doing good.
And what's your name, sir, and where you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Brooklyn. My name is David.
Your name is David from Brooklyn. How are you?
Yeah.
You have a question for our guest?
Yeah. I wanted to know if the book, if it's coming out on the 19th, you were talking about a picture. Where do we exactly get to order the book from?
Okay, on the 19th, when the book actually drops, you can actually get it Amazon.com. It'll be in store orders. You can, you know, wherever you want to go get it. But we'll put a list up on the 19th or before the 19th of all the places you can go get it.
All right, so the picture itself, what are you going to have on in the picture?
Oh, man, did he ask that question?
David, you always have to ask the difficult question. I'm going to leave it for a surprise. Let's put it like this. It's going to be something hot, something sexy. I know you would like it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, David.
All righty.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. I love David. I love David.
Well, that's good. At least he asked you if you were going to have something on. So, I mean, he didn't say clothes
on. Yeah, I'm going to have something on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to be naked. I'm almost naked. I have barely nothing on.
Well, I mean, I like the pictures of you that I have, you know. I mean, they're nice. I mean, you don't have to be naked. I mean, you're just a beautiful woman. So you know how that goes, but that'll be a picture, and but the only people that'll be getting those are the people that do the advanced sales, which we're going to be putting out real soon. It's going to be within the next week or so. So we're going to let you know how you can do that before April. So those who step up and get it, then you'll get the candy, which you probably don't want.
Yeah.
I know most of you are most interested in the picture. So it sounds like they want that picture.
Yeah.
Idea.
And you know what? The candy is a collectible, you guys. I mean, you can eat it if you want, but honestly, because it has my picture on it and it's all wrapped up, all cute and nice, you know, in a wrapper, it's a collectible. So I'm saying to you guys, just use it as a collectible. Don't open it up and just eat it. I mean, you can eat it, but, I mean, it's a collectible.
Sexual chocolate. Yes. Chocolate, sexual chocolate. Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you being chocolate sexual, you know, sexual chocolate, you know, that thing.
You
know.
Thank you.
So, yeah, but you know, it's just, like I said, it's fun. And I really want to talk about this book. I know people want to know what's in it. I really want to talk about it, but I can't do it. Not yet. We can't put out anything. But we may have another question here. Caller, are you there? Hold on just a second. Caller, are you there? How you doing?
Yeah, hello. Huh?
What's your name? Where are you calling?
Hi.
From?
Yeah. Hi.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi. Who is this?
Hello.
Can
you
hear us?
Can you hear us? Sir?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, Toby, San Jose.
Oh, okay. San Jose, California.
Yeah. Right. I'm really surprised that the book is nonfiction. Is fiction? I thought that you were going to do some sort of a tell-all story.
I am. It's not a tell-all. My second book. We can talk about that too. My second book is called Dirty Laundry. It is a memoir of my life, but that's not coming out till when, like the top of next year. So we just talked about that too the other day. So it won't drop until the top of next year. But I am doing it's not a tell-all. It's a memoir. It's just a memoir of my life and, you know, my porn days and how I got into it. And so, yeah, that's coming too. That's the second book. But the first book is a fiction book. It's the book I'm doing on the April 19th. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I
yeah. So we have a memoir coming too, though. We have the memoir. It's already been written. It's like, you know. So we just wanted to do this book first, and we're working on the next one. That'll be next.
And there is some truth to this book, some false. I mean, it's fiction, but I mean, it's for you to decide which is true and what isn't in this one. So. So you know, man, it's fantasy, baby. It's you know what we do. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll enjoy that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah, I do. One more thing.
Okay.
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 How are you going to promote this? Are you going to be on, like, Oprah and stuff?
Not for this erotic book. I'm pretty sure Oprah wouldn't have me on for erotic, I'm talking about in the book. No.
We would love to do Monique or something like that.
I would love to, you know what? I have got offered for, like, say, but they were more like for the memoir. It would be like a promotion run for like, say, shows like Monique or stuff like that. But for my erotic book, I'm going the way that I know. So, you know, the adult world. So the store, some adult stores will probably have this book. I have a lot of fans online on all my social networks. We have actual people who are going to get this book who are, what are they called, Red Snapper? They're called... people who read about your book. And
critics and
blank.
Different
critics. We have a lot of good critics and people, who are reading the book, who are getting copies of the book, who are, like, big people, you know, who do this for a living. And so, you know, with that said, like, this book should be really good, and it's really a no-brainer because it's part of the world that I come from. It's erotica. So actually I think this book is easier probably than my memoir. So, for marketing-wise,
reason why it's probably easier because it's all, a lot of the stuff's made up, so you can make up a lot of things and not be in pain with this. And then with the memoirs, it's going to be a little bit more true to what's going on with you.
It's
going
to be a little difficult because with the memoir, like, you're talking about other people, sexual activities, and it gets a little kind of different. What this is fiction, but, you know, whatever. But, yeah, we're going to have it. It's going to be, like, you know, as far as our marketing, we do have marketing for this book. Actually, I think it's a great marketing plan. You will know that it's there, put it like that. And, like I said, it'll be in all your major stores, online, wherever. So, you know. So,
when we read the book, should we be trying to guess who some of the people are? I still think some of it will probably reflect, you know, some of your experiences. So should we be trying
to... you know what? Actually, you're right. Like, I actually, in the book, when we were writing... I'm sorry, Red Pepper. When we were writing the book, we actually threw it. We threw in some stuff that is truth, but because it's fiction, I can say whatever the hell I want. So, like, basically what I'm saying to you is some stuff that I wouldn't probably want to say in my memoir, I would say in this book because it's fiction. So that means I can say whatever the hell I want because it's fake, right?
So he's looking for characters.
Like
somebody you might you might have had in real life is are they a fictional character in the book? Are they or not? That's the good question.
I don't know. That's for you guys to find out. But definitely, you know what, Russ? I remember I told you what happened was I have a lot, so many experiences from my memoir. Writing my memoir. Like, actually, I think I have too many experiences, and I had so many things that was going on. Honestly, it's kind of embarrassing. I didn't want to seem like, dang, like, she's, wow. Like, I start thinking about my past, like, oh, my gosh. I know a lot of people. I was a lot of places. I was involved in a lot of stuff. And some of the things I really didn't want to, like, you know, I mentioned most of the stuff that you guys going to want to know in my memoir. But in this book, I actually put some stuff from the truth into this book because, you know, and I'm telling you guys this because, it is fun because you get to see which part and you get to think, and it makes you think. Like, okay, is she talking real about this or this fake? So, you know, I did talk about some things that really actually happened and kind of twisted it up a little bit. So, you know, because it's fiction. But I think it's fun. That's the thing about fiction book I like now because I know I can write about something that really happened, but I can change names and act like it didn't happen. So that's fun.
Okay.
It keeps me out of trouble with people in the industry. No, really. It keeps me out of trouble with people in the industry because I can be like, well, it's fiction.
Right.
It's fake, right?
Yeah, there you go. And it's definitely fake.
It's fake. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. But you'll be surprised. Like, some people want you to talk about them. So, honestly, it goes both ways. You'll be surprised. You have guys who actually want you to be with them so you could talk about them and how they are in the bed. So, you know, that goes both ways. So I save those guys from my memoir. So, okay, great. They want me to talk about them. So that's great.
All right. So, sir, are you still there?
Yeah, thanks. And if I see a particularly bad rapper in the book, I think I know who that is.
Oh wow, I like him. He's like an investigator. Like he's looking, and you see all the questions he's asking. He's asking different questions than everybody else is asking. I like that.
Yeah, I'm buying.
He want to make sure that we're on top of it, huh?
Yeah, I'm buying. I'm buying it as soon as it comes out. I'm buying it.
You should. I think you go ahead.
I'll be buying it, yeah.
But you know what I want you to do, though? When you buy the book, honestly, because you seem like you tell the truth, like you would honestly email me and say, you know what, this book is bullshit. I want you to tell me if you really like it. And that's to everybody out there. Like, if you like the book, I want to know you like the book. If you don't, then be honest. Like, because I'm one, I take criticism very well. Like, I want to know how I can improve myself, you know? So definitely, we both want to know how we can improve ourselves on anything else we're doing.
I don't think the book's bullshit, though. I think that I really think that this is a great book. I mean, I'm not the greatest writer in the world, and you're not either. But I think this book is good, and I think it's going to.
I am. Yes, I am.
What they're looking for. Okay. Yes, you are. Well.
Yes, I am. You say it. You say it comes true, right? You say
that's
you believe
true.
It.
You're right. Yeah, I believe it. I know I'm a good writer, but still. I want people, like you said, we want the criticism, we want the truth, we want the reviews. That's what we're looking for, reviews.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to good or bad reviews. We definitely want you to put them, you know, put them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get the book.
Yes.
You know, we want you to do that because we definitely want to know so we can improve to do better for the next one.
Yeah.
Because I know there's going to – this is a series, but we still want to find out if you guys like this first book before we go forward because if you don't, then we what's the use of putting the effort in?
Then we'll just cut it off. Won't make a second book.
Yeah, but I'm trusting it's gonna be another one. We're gonna keep this. We already believe that it's gonna be good, so don't be. We're not gonna just do that. So
yeah, of course.
But Yeah, so India, we got 10 minutes. Kind of tell people, you know, how they can get in contact with you and you know, Dollhouse
right.
Radio and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, Dollhouse Radio. Dollhouse Radio is every Tuesday and Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check us out live tomorrow. Actually, we're on live tomorrow. And we have Flo from the Bad Girls Club. She's getting married. Well, I think she already got married. But she'll be on the show talking about her wedding. So definitely check us out. Go to blogtalkradio.com/sexyindia. And you can follow our show and check out, and you'll get updated schedules every time we're on. So, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, Lindy will have me on her show again.
Yeah, of course.
One day she'll invite me back. I don't know.
Oh, God.
But,
we have a book. Of course you're back.
Of course. You know that. But I'm just glad that you had time to come on the show tonight. And like I said, India will be back on. She'll be coming on once a month until the book actually comes out, and then a little after that, so we can get feedback from you guys, because it's important that we get that feedback and let us know if the book is worthy, because we're looking at doing a screenplay, but we want the book out there first so people can get a look at it and take a look and see what's going on, and we might even do a contest where you tell us what parts of the book or what parts not or whatever that you could see in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, the way the book is written, the way we wrote this book, we definitely have it set up where you're trying to figure out who's doing what. The book could have been called Who's Fooling Who, because everybody's fooling somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to tell you. So to build it up to that point, you just got to figure out who's doing what, because once you think you got it, it's another twist, and you'd be like, wait a minute, how did you know?
It's very suspenseful. It's suspense. I love suspense, too. When you're watching a suspense movie, it's definitely sexy. It's a suspense, drama. I love drama. So definitely, if you love all those type of genres, definitely you'll love the book. I'm very excited, like I said before. I couldn't put it down. And you know me, the last book I read, and you know I love anything that's tell-all. Picked up a couple of tell-all books, and I'll read them in one night. And this book, it was literally like that. I literally just kept on, when we got the final little edit, remember, when you sent it to me?
Right.
I'm sitting there,
right.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm going through it, this is good. So definitely,
you
guys are going to feel the same way. Huh?
We definitely, like I said, that's the objective, is to try to get it where you don't want to put it down, and you're like, well, who's doing this and whatever. And the sex is definitely hot in the book as well. So it's a risque book, but it's a plot. So the plot is important. People understand it's not just a book about people fucking.
Yeah.
It's a book about people going through
and
some things,
and they
need sex to do it. Yeah. Go ahead.
And it's not one of those easy books either, isn't it? It's not like when they say body parts, it's not saying he touched the back of my apple bottom. No, it's going to be ass and cock and, you know, all those great words in the book.
And pussy, all that's in there. Yeah,
Come on, it's grown people reading this book.
I'm speaking
on grown people to like this book. This is not for kids. This is a grown person's book. Okay.
Exactly. And plus, they're going to be, you know, you're thinking those words anyway when you read this stuff, so you might as well see them. You know, that's the reason why we wanted to do it that way. And I'm that kind of writer anyway. When I do my other books, like Scandalous Motives and all the other books that I have, those books are written in that manner because people are thinking that anyway. And some people might call it porn, but it's not porn. It's erotica, and there's a difference. Because, like I said, erotica has plots and has stories and has objectives.
Right.
The way that we wrote this book, if there was no sex in this book, you still would enjoy this book. And that's the
objective. You still enjoy it. I forgot about, most erotic books that you read, most people read them, I'm not going to lie, I read some long time ago. I remember I was younger and I wasn't supposed to. And I actually ooh, it's sex in this book. Whatever. I was younger. Most people, if the storyline is so good, you're still going to get the sex and it's sexual. But it's not just that. It's a real good story. So that you get it all. So you're not just getting she having sex every little page. It's just sex, sex, sex. It's an actual plot to the whole book. So I think that's the difference between some of the other stuff that's out there. This book actually has a good storyline. And that's my thing. I'm big on storylines. I think that with a good storyline, to me, people are more interested. Because if we just do a book on fucking, I just to be honest with you, sorry, kids, if you're listening, please cover your ears right now because it's adult time. But if you're just trying to get a book on fucking, to me, that gets boring. It has to be something more than that. Do you get what I'm saying? I want to unwrap more than that than just having sex.
And that's what I do. I mean, we do that kind of thing. I'm that kind of author. India's
right.
That kind of author now. We do.
Yes.
That's the kind of things that we do. We write stuff
right.
with that you understand. I mean, it's a story. It's reasons behind why they're having the sex. I like to say that
exactly.
The books that I write are erotic fiction. But what happens is you have a real story, and the sex just takes
mm-hmm.
it from one part of the story to the next. It's like a
yeah.
icing on the cake type thing for me. So.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank you for coming on the show, and we got like 4 minutes left.
Yay,
I hate to let it go. I'm gonna have to make my show 2 hours, man. I've been messing around, but anyway.
Yes, you have to make it 2 hours.
I'm gonna have to do that because like I said, we could talk about this thing. And go ahead, you had something to say. Go ahead.
No, just want to tell everybody once again. I know we keep saying the same thing, but make sure you follow me at Sexy India on Twitter. And
mm-hmm.
also, last time, give out your address too on Twitter.
Oh yeah, Twitter. I'm Word Sexy on Twitter. So you guys just look up Word
it's
Sexy.
Word Sexy.
And
at
and
us on Twitter if you want to, huh?
No, that's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, at us on Twitter, Word Sexy, and at me, Sexy India on Twitter if you want to find out more info of how to get the book, when pre-orders start. We will have information of the pre-sales in a week. So within a week, we will be posting stuff, you guys, and you will have all the information, where to go, what you need to do, and all that. So make sure you guys just add us to keep up what's going on. Other than that, it's been great. Thanks to everybody who called in tonight. Thank you guys so much. So.
Yeah, and we thank you all, and thank you, India, for taking time out of your schedule and coming on the show. And we always know that we can count on you, and I'm so glad I'm working with you. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Yay.
All right. Okay. So we'll
bye, everybody.
Soon.
I love
all
y'all.
Right.
Yay.
All right. Okay.
All right. Bye.